Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Prepare Radio with your host, Diane Thomas.
Good morning and welcome to Prepare Radio. This is Diane Thomas, your host. It is Thursday morning and we are talking about knowing God, developing an intimate, supernatural relationship. We've been talking about the Lord's night visits, how he makes himself known to us using certain aspects of nighttime that are more conducive to our being open to hearing from him, because we are quieter and we have gotten over the things of the day and we can pay attention. And sometimes we're awake, sometimes we're asleep. But we want to value the Lord's night visits, because this is such a valuable time to him, we will also want to value it. We can acknowledge the value of visiting with the Lord in the night seasons in two ways, at least two ways. Seeking the Lord at night and getting up on our own. Before you go to bed, we can ask the Lord to wake us, letting him know that we are open to meeting with him. Again, the Lord wants to be wanted, and he will go where he's wanted. In your spirit, again, you're already in communion with him fully and completely. It's in our soul, our mind, will, and emotions, that we have a conflict regarding paying attention to him. Your soul will continue to want its own way during the night. Our issues are to overcome that, to present a united front, if you will, that our desire is to know him on his terms, whatever way he chooses. Now, this is not always something that is predictable, but we do know that if we pursue him, if we seek him, he will be found. Now, we can get that idea from others, but really what we want to do is pay attention that we try these things out for ourselves. Me telling you to do this, or that it's beneficial, or that you'll enjoy it, others telling you to value the night seasons, this is one of the important ways to know God, it's not going to do you any good. What's important is that you learn by you doing it. Taste and see that the Lord is good. Try it for yourself. He's knocking on your door. You are going to have to be the one to open it. Again, this comes down to being objective. We're not straining. We're not pretending. We're not reading into anything. This is by experience. So we can ask the Lord. Seeking the Lord at night is asking the Lord to wake us for a visit if he chooses. So before going to bed, simply ask him to visit you. Something like, Lord, if you want to speak with me tonight, that would be all right with me. So not some convoluted, doesn't have to be all, you know, weird or different or, you know, have all these caveats with it. Just, he just wants to get your attention. And when we pay attention, when we hear from him that he wants to make himself known to us, and very often we'll get into this, he makes it known during the day. He may come knocking during the day, and you may forget or you may not have the opportunity during the day to respond. But he does make himself known in that way, and then when he does, we pursue him. Again, he's training us. He's giving us the teaching and the training we need. So we ask him to come. Lord, if you want to come visit me, that's great. I'm open for that. Lord, don't let me miss you if you want to come for a visit tonight. So we're not talking some specific language that will get him to come to us. You don't need to convince him to come to you. But rather, it's an attitude toward acknowledging his value and the value of the night visits and being open and receptive to his visits. This takes discipline, though. You can't stay up late into the night, then go to bed with all the cares and worries of the day swirling around in your mind, and then expect to be able to stay up with the Lord and hear him clearly. Put him first. Deal with those things that need to be dealt with in a timely manner during the day, so that when he comes for you, you will be able to be attentive. You want to be able to pay attention. This is the secret of the illustration of Mary and Martha. Both women had their assigned household tasks. Remember, they're sisters. They live together. They're used to having friends over, being their social. They have their tasks. This is, each one already knows what they're supposed to be doing. But while Martha was listening to Jesus speak in public, Mary was at home doing her work. Maybe she was cleaning the house and prepping the food for the meal while Martha was out in public listening to Jesus. Expecting Jesus in her home, Mary wanted to have her work out of the way so that she could give him her undivided attention when he came. She had an expectation, but she did not think, okay, this work is just going to magically get done. She sacrificed being with God in public so she could be with him fully, attentively, in private. Let me repeat that. She sacrificed the church service so she could be alone with him when it mattered, so she could give her devotion, her attention, when he was with her in her house. Now, don't expect that just because you ask Jesus to visit you in the night that he will do so that very first night. It's doubtful that he will. So then why do it? because we're talking again about developing a habit, training our senses, developing those skills. It's not just about the night visits. This is the most valuable way to learn those skills. Remember in that Karate Kid movie where the master is teaching the student to wax his car. You wax it on with your right hand and you buff it off with your left hand. And the student didn't understand why he had to do this. Basically, you know, you're just making me work. Until he learned that the muscles that were being developed were exactly the ones he needed for karate. You and I need to learn that too, that many of the things the Lord is assigning us to do, the projects right now, it's not about the projects. It's about developing the skills, the muscles, the habits that we will need to do the next assignment. So the next night, you do it again. Over many nights, days, weeks, months, your solical senses will be tuned to be receptive to Him. Even the nights that you aren't aware of His responding to you, He is paying attention. Acknowledge that. Lord, I know you're here, and I'm just going to be with you. And even when you wake, if you've asked Him to visit you in the night and He doesn't, and you wake up and you don't think He's visited you, remember He has, because He's always with you. It's our awareness just needs to be increased. These times are as valuable to Him that you have set your heart and your mind, your soul, to know Him during the night seasons. They're more as valuable to Him as when He reveals Himself to you openly. Not because He's looking for a reason to bless you, or because you've qualified for the next level, or ministry, or calling, or gift, or whatever. Simply, He's happy with us because simply you are living according to your identity as a spirit being. You are being His son. You are making yourself available to Him. That's why this pleases Him. That's why this is necessary for you, because it's who you are. Your behavior is lining up to the truth. The truth of who you are in Him. A son of God. A joint heir with Christ. Not a lesser heir. A joint heir. An equal heir. An heir of the kingdom. And you have those same characteristics in your spirit now being developed in your soul. Patience. Confidence, trust, being available, being accessible to God. Eventually, and in a way He chooses, He will respond objectively. And all that hard work will be worth it. And you will even find that doing it His way was the best way. So you may have to really be determined that you're going to continue in seeking Him until you find Him. That you are going to continue to pursue Him until you catch Him. But whatever it takes, do it. He's worth it. These experiences are worth it. They're necessary to develop your skills, your hearing, your ability to recognize him. They're all worth it. The other way you can take full advantage of the night seasons and his visits and the way he makes himself known is by getting up on your own. Now, so many people today wake up tired, go to bed tired, are tired all day. But what is most important? You're going to have to start making some decisions. How early do you need to go to bed in order to be able to be up with God? If God considers the night seasons important, shouldn't you? So getting up on your own. If you are really interested in speeding up the development of your solical senses and experiencing greater dependence and intimacy on the Lord, schedule a time to wake up on your own in the middle of the night simply to spend time keeping him company. Set your alarm clock for a time that is about the middle of your designated sleep time. This will mean that you will have had enough sleep so that you can stay up with the Lord without falling asleep, yet enough time afterwards so you can get some sleep for the rest of the day. Then get yourself fully awake. That means get out of bed, stick your head in the shower or under a faucet, do whatever is necessary to get fully awake. Then just sit with him. Have a waiting room ready, and that can just be your chair. Sometimes it helps to leave your bedroom, go sit to your dining room table, or in a not too comfortable chair in your family room, living room. Then just acknowledge his presence. Remember, he's always present, so all you're doing is acknowledging the truth. And then just listen. Don't necessarily hear something. Don't worry about, oh, what was that? Was that God? Just listen. Remember, your ears are open. If he chooses to reveal himself to you, he will. He will make himself plain and clear. There's no straining here. But as in all the previous cases we've talked about, don't expect that you will see an instant or even a reciprocal, an equal response from the Lord. But there is a guarantee that those who seek and keep on seeking find. And that for those who knock and keep on knocking, the door will be opened. Let the Lord respond as he chooses. Your job is to make yourself available. So, what if some point in time you can't sleep? If you find you can't sleep, rather than trying to quiet your mind or find something else to fill the time, like reading, watching TV, cleaning the fridge, seize this prime opportunity to spend time with the Lord. Turn your focus from yourself, from your situation, to his grace, to his objective reality, to what he's doing in your life, to the good things he has in store for you, and simply make yourself available. in that sheer naked faith that he is already there waiting for you to wait for him. There's nothing that pleases him more than living according to your identity. And again, your identity is a spirit being who is already one in God. You are one in him. You already know, you already have all the information you need. You already have everything you need for life and godliness now. But that's the whole point, is that that hindrance between your spirit, where you're perfectly fulfilled, and your soul, where we all still struggle and strain, and where the work is, not to raise that soul to another level, but to remove the hindrances. The soul God gave you, your mind, your will, and emotion, your temperament, God made you that way. He likes you that way. He's not going to change it. But it's a perfect fit for your spirit. It's like an interlocking puzzle. But right now, because of our enemies and our beliefs and our flesh, those interlocking puzzle pieces don't fit. So we have to remove the debris that keeps us from fitting with our own spirit. We'll learn. It'll take time. But the more we are living according to our identity and allowing him the time in the presence to remove that debris, as we do that, as we just rest in him, he removes all the debris and teaches us to live according to our true nature. There's nothing we need to do or prove in order to deserve his attention. His attention is coming through your soul, your spirit, to your soul. Now, one thing I want to strongly bring your attention to: the reasons the Lord likes to visit us at night are also the reasons that make the night seasons an excellent time for demonic activities. When we are asleep, we are most vulnerable to hearing from the Lord, but also we are vulnerable to the enemy's suggestions. And if the devil can get us to believe his lies at night, we are more ready to accept them as truth in the cold light of day. So be aware that the night is a battleground, especially if you are choosing to seek the Lord on your own. You are treading into territory the enemy has illegally laid claim to. When you start spending time with God at night, whether he wakes you up or you set aside time and wake up yourself, that's where the enemy has made himself at home. But it's your territory. And by you reclaiming the night seasons, you're going to have to do battle. He will put up a fight. So be prepared to recognize his presence as well, and learn to exercise your authority as necessary. Over time, you may find much more going on in your life in the night seasons than you ever thought possible, which may, in turn, cause you to change your priorities during the day. This is exciting and important stuff, and the Lord wants us to enjoy learning to depend on Him for this warfare as well. Now, so many want to know, how do I know God? What's the fastest thing I can do to know Him? Are there tricks? Are there shortcuts? And I'm not sure whether I'd call them shortcuts, but there are things you can do to cooperate with God. There are levels of embracing Him, and some of them are almost too easy, too simple, so we've pushed them aside. We often think that in order to be valuable, in order to be a blessing or to get God's attention, something has to be hard. But cooperating with God is simple. It's not necessarily easy, but it's simple. Let Him draw you. Let Him reveal Himself to you. Let Him be the God. But you have the time. You have the attention to give Him. And when we start to recognize how valuable and vital the night seasons are, if you want to speed things up, value the night seasons. If you want to be able to hear from God during the day, hear from Him at night. There's no way that you will be able to achieve the level of knowing Him that He wants to express with you without, at some point in time, cooperating with Him at night. Even if you just want to go along the way you have been, at some point in time, He's going to invade your nighttime, and He probably already has, and you just weren't aware of it. But God wants you to be aware of it. He does not want you ignorant of what's going on in your life or what He's doing in your life. That's what this is all about. We cooperate with Him, and He makes Himself known. As we think about and experience God at night, everything begins to change. Our priorities change when we see the potential. And this is not so we can teach what we hear, or we're not looking for a revelation so we know how to intercede. We're talking about a personal relationship with God, being satisfied and content and at rest with the living God of the universe. What a privilege, what an opportunity that is available to all of us if only we would embrace this opportunity. He wants to make Himself known. He is making Himself known to you. Lord, we ask that You make Yourself so clear that we don't miss you, that we can't miss you, and we give you permission to visit us at night. We even seek you out, Lord, in the night seasons. Thanks for tuning in. We'll be getting back together again on Saturday at 9 o'clock to continue our series on tithing and giving and the difference between the two. So thanks for tuning in. This has been Diane Thomas, Prepare Radio. Have a great rest of the week.